everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network on this Hump Day Wednesday, January 10th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open. If you have a comment or would like to get some information, text me at 231-360-5140. Text message from Barb Ajima. This is what we the people have been needing. We want to do it. We want to help. We want to be involved. We want to, you know, be part of it. But no one ever told us what to do or how to do it. Yay for Stand Up Michigan for filling in the gap. Now, all we have to do is get the word out. Exactly why I had him on the show. Cool Mike. Mike Farage is coming on in the next hour. We're going to talk about his experience in life, how he's been involved in these national organizations, Americans for Prosperity, Freedom Works, all these different groups. He's learned how to knock on doors. He's learned how to say things to people at the door. He's had dogs come at him. He's had every experience you can have out there as a canvasser. And again, that's what you're doing. There's a little key phrase you need to learn to make sure you understand the difference. How many times have you gone out knocking on doors and you see these signs that say no solicitation? Well, guess what? Solicitation is an actually legally defined activity. And when they say no solicitation, that means you cannot be there knocking on door asking for money. You cannot be there knocking on the door trying to sell them something where there's a cash exchange or a monetary exchange, credit card information, checks, cash, whatever. That's not what you're doing. Legally protected activity per laws that are on the books, folks, is called canvassing. And it's actually a legal activity that is allowed in every state of the country, protected by the U.S. Constitution, protected because canvassing is basically interacting with the homeowner to exchange information. Did you know the people that did the U.S. Census 2000, 2010, 2020? Do you know they actually have a legal right to knock on your door? And if you answer the door, they have the legal right to communicate with you. Hi, my name is Randy. I'm here canvassing. That's all you have to say. Didn't you see my sign? No solicitation. Excuse me, sir. I'm not soliciting anything. I'm canvassing. That stops them right in their tracks. First of all, they're going to look at you and go, what the heck is canvassing? Well, it's a legally protected activity for me to engage with you, to ask you some questions and provide information that you may not be aware of. You almost come across as providing a public service. I'm a volunteer. Most of the time, you're not going to be getting paid to do this by anybody. I mean, they buy you some pizza or give you a gas card, but you're on your own. You're there canvassing. Make sure you understand that. That is very, very important. And why are we going to get into this discussion? Why are we going to get you trained? Why are we going to teach you this information about canvassing and not solicitation? Because hopefully, by being informed, engaged, and educated on the process, again, I always talk about process. Once you learn the process, you'll feel confident to be able to go and knock on somebody's door. The first few times I did it, I got to tell you, I was scared to death. I had my little milk bones in my pocket, ready to, you know, offer it with an open hand. Put the milk bone in your palm, your fingers straight out, and hold it out to a dog. And when they see you're offering them a treat, you'll become their best friend. Some of the most rabid dogs ever have been bought with a milk bone. It works. Now, some owners say, don't give my dog any food or don't give him that bone. Okay, no problem, sir, but can you restrain your dog? I'm just here to canvas. I just need to give you some information and get information from you. Yeah, well, what do you want to know? Well, I'm out here canvassing for a particular candidate, and I'm not sure whether or not you know about this person. So I just wanted to stop by and introduce myself and tell you who this person is who's running to serve you to be your representative in the county commissioner's office, the state representative, the U.S. senator, the school board member, precinct delegate, whoever you're canvassing for. But this type of training, this type of information is what you're going to learn this year. And once you understand and have the education, then you feel more confident to be able to go and knock on somebody's door. And we will tell you, Mike Farage will tell you exactly what to say and how to say it. And I got to tell you, how many of you have ever had your door knocked on by somebody that was canvassing, passing out campaign literature, maybe asking for signatures for petition drives? How many of you have ever been engaged at your door? Now, if it was for a candidate, I got a very simple question. Number one, did you remember the candidate's name? And number two, did you end up voting for them? Because one thing you have to understand, eye-to-eye human contact, using as many senses as you can. This is a Dale Carnegie thing. When they see you approaching the door, they're using their vision. When you knock on the door, don't ring a doorbell, because dogs go crazy. They may even go crazy with a door knock. But knock on the door, they hear the knock on the door, they come to the door, they see you, and you introduce yourself immediately. The first thing out of your mouth, hi, my name's Randy. Hi, my name's Clayton. My name is Dar. My name is Rick. As soon as you do that, you diffuse the situation because they know who you are. I just told you, my name is Randy. Oh, hi, Randy. My name is Tom. Yes, I have you on the list, Tom. You and your wife, Patty, I believe. Yes, that's my wife. Well, the reason I'm here is I have you on my canvassing sheet. And I want to share some information with you and engage with you. Is that okay? Absolutely. Absolutely breaks down the barrier of a stranger knocking on the door. And when they understand that you're not trying to sell them something, you're not trying to take money from them, you're just there to provide information, exchange, discuss things with them, listen to what they have to say. You give them some information, they give you feedback. Thank you very much for your time. Greatly appreciate your time today. Thank you so very much. You're welcome. They shut the door. I got a couple of text messages. Clayton up in Pickford. Yep. Laugh out loud. UPS drivers keep dog bones in their pockets every day for that exact reason. You betcha. Randy Walker. He says, Lee Chatfield came to my door, knocked on the door when he ran for the very first time in the 107th, and I ended up voting for him. Absolutely. Phyllis, when Officer Rick canvassed, quote-unquote, at my house, asking to put up a large political sign in my yard for a candidate, that's how we met and became friends. So, Phyllis, Officer Rick, you know each other because of Rick's canvassing. See, in another part of this, folks, we're involved in many groups. This is one of the things you say. I listen to talk radio, Chuck and Randy, Your Defending Fathers, 97.7 FM, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. I'm also part of the Antrim County Conservative Union. I'm the chairman of it. I've been the former chair of the Antrim County Republican Party. I've run for state senate twice. You can say all that. What did that take, 22 seconds? And all of a sudden, you're laying out your resume, your life experience, and these people are like getting to know you. So again, the defenses are broken down. They're starting to almost feel like you're developing a friendship, a relationship with them. This type of training, this type of understanding the human psyche, understanding the defenses, the mechanism. Somebody knocks on your door. Okay, first of all, I hate people knocking on my door. I hate unexpected guests. But once you knock on the door, you back up, get off the porch, stand down on the sidewalk. That way you're not infringing on their space. You're not right up on the threshold. When they open the door, you're right in their face. Don't do that. And that way it gives you time, too, to get the bone ready in case they do have a dog and the dog comes charging at you. Well, you're prepared. 8 to 10 feet. Back up. Hello, ma'am. Hello, sir. My name is Randy. First thing out of your mouth, identify yourself. And then understand the dynamics of the human relationship that's happening at the door. You're going to be knocking some doors this year, folks. And we're going to teach you how to do it. I'm excited. This is a great, great thing that Stand Up Michigan's done. And we're going to talk more about it. Michael Farage in the next half hour. But final segment, quote of the day from MERS News Service. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. As you know, I monitor a lot of different news agencies, different newspapers, Lansing State Journal, MLive, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, MERS News Service, Gongware News Service. Check the websites, read the stories every night before I go to bed. Then I get up in the morning and I check the stories over again. I have the tabs open on my laptop, and I'm prepared to update any stories, see if they've changed any information overnight, and then we talk about it live on the radio, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. The show repeats every 3 hours on the stream player or the TuneIn app, but now you can listen on demand anytime you want. Just go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and click on podcasts. Quote of the day yesterday was done by Jeremiah Ward. He is the spokesperson for the House Republicans. He was commenting on Fox 2, a social media post, where he put, Whitmer says, Michigan college football championship could attract more people to our state. Well, his actual quote of the day came when he said, if football is the governor's population growth strategy, she'll end up having even less success of people moving to Michigan, more than even Washington crossing the Michigan goal line Monday night during the championship game. Basically, it didn't work out very well for Washington. And Governor, with all due respect, you're going to rely on University of Michigan college football's national championship to attract people to come to Michigan? Yeah, that's not going to be very successful, just like Washington Huskies weren't very successful. But the point is this. $2 million and 6 months of 21 people being assigned to this council to research, to analyze, to study, and to come up with ways to get people to move back to the state of Michigan or move to the state of Michigan if they're living in other states. No new ideas. Basically a complete rehash of what Governor Rick Snyder did back in 2016, 2017. Some of the exact same ideas regurgitated, worded perhaps a different way than what Governor Rick Snyder's advisory board came to him with 6-7 years ago. And most importantly, no way of paying for it. All the ideas that were suggested as I went through the report and read it requires funding, money to be thrown at it, taxpayer dollars. They call it invested. See, if you invest in something, you're expecting a return on that investment. They claim if they throw money at these issues, well, then they'll get a return on their investment and accomplish their stated goals or their mission. Government programs are very inefficient. The nature of the beast causes them to be inefficient. The bureaucracy that it takes to use the money to do something is very much, most of the time, not spent efficiently, number one. And usually it's invested in the wrong thing that's not going to produce the results, the stated mission that you're looking for. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And for this governor to even make a post on social media that she thinks the University of Michigan's national championship is going to attract more people to the state, this woman's desperate, folks. Why? Because the national study done by U-Haul, the people who rent moving vehicles, trailers, trucks, Michigan is number one in the country. We are number one in something. We are number one in outgoing rentals, higher than any other state in the country. You know what that says? Declining population. People are not moving here and leaving and dropping off the one-way rentals that they picked up in Florida or Texas or California, coming to Michigan, and then going to a local U-Haul place and dropping the trailer, the truck off. That would be incoming rentals. No, that's not where we're number one in. As a matter of fact, Florida and Texas are vying for that position, being number one in incoming rentals. We're number one in outgoing rentals. Packing up and leaving the state. We're going to talk with Michael Farage in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country.